Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw here aboard Sea Cloud Spirit, and this is my very first tall ship cruise. I've wanted to do this for a long time, and we've been talking to a lot of the crew. We just ended up with the captain. We thought we would talk with one of the crew, and actually one of the long veteran crew of this wonderful Sea Cloud Cruises. This is the bosun of this ship, Martin, and we're going to talk to him about all the things that he does on board and also about the company for the last, 22 years, something like that, right?
26
years, and we'll talk about that and more on Insider Travel Report. Martin, first of all, it's great to meet you and find out more about you. You said you've been with Sea Cloud Cruises for 26 years?
Yeah, that's right. 26 years in the company now.
Right, and we were originally from the Philippines, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, what attracted? How come you've stayed so long? What do you like about the sailing ships?
I do like adventure. Sailing is more interesting, so I'd be with the company for that, just for the sailing thing.
So you have been with all three ships, I'm sure, right?
Right. I start way back 97 on Sea Cloud, and after that, in the Sea Cloud 2, they launched it, and then I was there as well.
And now you're here with the Sea Cloud Spirit, which is the newest vessel. It was launched in 2021, which is like, they're still building these ships now, you know, like this. Yeah. And where did you learn how to do this kind of sailing?
Actually, we just like start to zero when we were joining on the ship, this sailing ship, because we don't have sailing ship in the Philippines at all.
No, not like this.
No. Yeah. We have cargo, we have containers, we have cruise ships, but sailing ship we don't have. So when we join here, it's just like to zero. Trained at the beginning.
Now, do you go up in the rigging and do all the sails and things like that?
I start as a deckhand. Yeah. And then, the position is just like year goes up, and then they promote me as an OS, goes to AB, and I was a rigger for a bit of while.
So you were climbing up and it's an amazing sight. And now, what is your role as bosun?
I'm in charge of the maintenance around the ship. Right. And then I'm in charge of the crew who's doing the sales. When we do the sales, I take ordered from the captain which sales we can open. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to give the orders to my mast captains. We have mm-hmm. 3 mast captains. So what sales we can open. And then I am really like checking the things, you know, especially with the new cadets, that safety is the main reason. That's why I'm just moving around and looking for it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's not a lot of training. I was even talking to the captain. He said in his maritime academy, they weren't trained on sailing ships. He had to learn all this either by like you did, just by working on these ships, right?
Yeah, exactly like that. Just like the training is just every day it goes.
Yeah.
We do it every day. We train every day. Like we scold ourselves. Just day by day, something new.
And do you find the guests that you meet, are they real? This is what they want to do. They want to see the sailing that you want to see under sail, right?
Yeah. I meet some guests who was really interesting regarding about sailings, and a lot of questions, you know, like how it goes, what do you feel if you go up there? Right. Of course, there is a fear. It's normal.
I mean, I would be fear too. I mean, like you guys are unlike, you know, eons ago where they just climbed up the rigging with no harnesses. You guys have some harnesses, so hopefully nobody's going to fall, right?
No, not in my time. Exactly nothing as I remember. When I start 97, our safety harness is just like a belt,
right?
Just on the waist. Then they improve it. Until now, we have this like the ASAP system that you are really connected. Before you step up on the rig, you are already secured. All the way up on the shrouds, already secured.
So you're okay. We don't have to worry about anybody falling on deck, right?
Not anymore.
That's great, because I was like, oh, they're pretty high up there. This is kind of thing. Now you worked on all three ships. So what are the differences in all these three ships? Because you worked on the original Sea Cloud, which was the yacht that was built by Margie Meriwether Post, which we just heard a lecture on, and how she, you know, she was a rich woman, and she built this in 1933, and it's still around sailing today. What was it like sailing on that?
Sea Cloud is built for like, it's not for the cruise actually. The design is not for the big guest or something. She is small, but she's designed as a sailing,
right?
And she is, that boat is really beautiful, you know, like,
but it's less capacity than the others,
less, right? It's like 60 crew and maximum like 59 guests or 60 wow. guests, like that.
And so that, but that ship is still sailing. And then you got Sea Cloud 2. What was different about that?
Sea Cloud 2 is a little bit bigger, a little bit bigger on Sea Cloud.
Yeah.
And Sea Cloud 2 start to be wider and a little bit longer. And when the Spirit came out, much wider, much longer.
So this is the biggest of the three, right? Yeah.
This is
probably one of the biggest sailing ships in the world right now, right?
I'm not sure exactly.
Certainly the cruise ships, yeah.
The cruise ships. So sailing ship, I think this is one of the biggest now.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, so what would you tell people who are going to go on this? What should they really look to enjoy when they're on this kind of vessel?
Oh, as soon as you be on board, sailing is the most interesting part because, you know, we do it all manually here.
Right.
We don't have any button to push to open the sails. What we do is to go up, take off the gasket, open the sails, and all maneuvers have to go down again, and all the sailors are going to do working on deck.
Yeah, and you can see it. You got to be a little careful because there's a lot of ropes and a lot of things around deck. You can't be, you know, like, in fact, they allow you sometimes to go towards the bow. I was able to go and take a photo from the bow, but there's a lot of stuff going on. And even on the deck here where there are a lot of deck chairs, there's a lot of ropes and things going around. So you can't just walk around the deck. You can be part of the action, right?
Yeah, it's just like, same thing, as soon as you open the sails, that exactly what I told to my guys, like, pay attention with the guests when they step it over.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the line, we don't know that it's going to slip, or the other lines still get a pressure on it. Mm. And then that's the word that I told them, that if I'm not around, you have to pay attention if someone that's not going to trip on those ropes.
Yeah, you got to be careful. I know I looked at it for a second. And also, I was joking with somebody. Said, well, of course, you know, you as a guest, you're supposed to be going up in the rigging and doing the sails. But that doesn't happen, right?
No, actually, no. No.
I said, this is like 2 years before the mast. We're going to, you know, be press gang you into service, and you're going to be a sailor, really. But no, you get to just watch, and it is pretty amazing.
Yeah, no, for the guest, I have a doubt with that. You know, like, also, the company, it depends on the company, because there is before, like, but he has like a permit from the company that he can do it.
Okay.
But for us here, from the captain, I think we don't permit the guests just to go up easily.
No, so like you don't have to worry about that. You're not going to be thrown in the crow's nest for like overnight or something like that. Right? But yeah, so that's great. So you think you're going to keep doing this? I mean, you love it that much?
I love it, but I'm not sure how long I'm going to be, but until now, I still love sailing, because if I'm going to be home, I'm looking forward to go back again. You know, like, if I feel the wind, because I live just on the beach side, mm-hmm. Oh, there is a good wind now. They must be sailing now. So I have that in mind, you know.
Now, before these sailing ships, were you also on other ships?
No.
So this is really your cruise experience. Is this sailing?
Yeah, the Sea Cloud is my first ship international. Yeah, and I did not went to any domestic ships in the Philippines.
So when you were docked in Nassau and you have all these huge ships next to you, you don't like, oh yeah, maybe I want to go on that one, right?
No. I'm on here now.
You're on here. You don't want to go on the big guys. It's a very different kind of experience. It's a very different cruise, but I think you chose wisely.
No, the adventure is not there.
Right.
It is right here. The fun is right here. The wind is here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So there, it's, if you're going to be in the big boat, big cruise ship, you'll just be inside of the floating city, I would say.
That's it. It's a different kind of cruising. Yeah. No, nothing wrong with it, but this is a very different kind of thing. Well, Martin, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk with
us
about this. It's been amazing, and this cruise has been amazing. Hopefully, I'll get a chance sometime in the future to come on board and again and see you and the team here.
We do that. Yep. Hope to see you again soon.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.